Today's conversation is one of those that I just said, man, I love podcasting. I love getting to have these conversations. Today, we're talking about innovation. Innovation is one of those hot words that I don't know how long you've tracked with what's going on in Silicon Valley or with what the books are saying, or every company, every organization wants to be known as an innovative team, company, corporation, or nonprofit. But truth be told, very few are actually innovating. But this company, this nonprofit is one of them. Incredible, incredible team called New Story. Now, New Story Charity does incredible work across the world, and they're actually going after global homelessness. This is on the rise, and Josh, their chief of staff, will share why they are drawn to global homelessness and actually some of the pretty amazing ideas that they have in terms of what they're going after. They created the first 3D printed home. I watched the video, was blown away by it. They're doing work around crypto. They're working in different countries. They're bringing dignity to people as they do this, and they have a pretty incredible culture behind that. They're shooting for 1 million people by the end of 2022. 1 million people brought out of homelessness through their work. So they're going after it. This is a sharp team doing some pretty incredible things. And honestly, the nonprofit space is not known for innovation. For whatever reason, nonprofits are not the ones known going after innovation. That tends to be sort of a for-profit thing. But I will tell you that these guys are the real deal. They've been recognized among some of the greatest companies in the world. We're accepted into a group of elite leaders who are growing, learning, and they're making each other better, called Y Combinator. And they're also open source. So whatever they're learning, they're sharing with other people. They don't want to keep it within News Story. They actually want to share that with people because they are so concerned about this global housing crisis. Man, I was blown away by them, by their story. Go check out their video online. Follow them on all the socials. But for now, sit back. Think about innovation. Think about your company, your team, your organization, and how you actually go after real pain points, not imagined pain points, not things just that you're excited about or passionate about, but true problems in the world, in people's lives, or among your own team. How do we innovate and keep a healthy culture as we do so? Enjoy my conversation with New Story Charity. Josh, thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, Alan. Thank you.
You guys are doing some cool stuff. And we already, you know, kind of before we hit record, talk a lot about innovation. Some of the things you guys are doing are incredible, and we're going to talk about that. But certainly, nonprofits are not always known for innovation. Like, let's just start there before we get to some of the pretty incredible ways that you guys are innovating. Why is that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is that nonprofits feel pressure to kind of not take risks, partially encouraged by donations that come in to be able to show that it's going towards something. So you don't want to take any risks. I think it just kind of plays into the heart over mind type of thing that nonprofits get known for. And we really wanted to turn that on its head, right? That's part of the reason New Story has its name. One, New Story for families who receive homes, but second, a New Story for nonprofits. And that's really been the foundation of everything we've accomplished to date, doing nonprofit work differently. So taking calculated risks and really focused on innovation, not only making it a part of it, but it's what we drive towards. And then doing it at 100% transparency is kind of how we got started and why we got started.
And innovation's been a hot word for some time now. Can you give me a little bit more of the definition that you guys use at New Story for what innovation is to you guys?
Yeah, so for us, it's a few things, but the main thing is using technological advancements for the use of fixing the world's most largest problems. And we are determined to bring these solutions to those most in need first, when typically families and people most in need don't see innovation first, if at all. They often see it last. And what we're determined to do is bring it to them first. And so for us, a lot of it has to do with technological innovation. So within the space, there's a lot of cool things happening. We got accepted into Y Combinator, which is a part of our innovation mindset. They produced companies like Airbnb and Coinbase, a long list of for-profit, very successful companies. And this kind of set our DNA, being held to the same standards as some of the best companies in the world, and not being being one of the only nonprofits in that class, in that space, really made us push ourselves to be an innovative company and think about things that most nonprofits wouldn't think of.
And why housing? Why is that? I mean, there's so many global issues. Why have you guys chosen to head straight toward the housing insecure population globally?
Yeah, there's a couple reasons, but one is that within the housing space, there has not been many changes, if at all. If you look at some of the research, we have been building the same way for centuries. It is the least digitized sector, second only to farming and agriculture. So it's the one of the only spaces that historically have not been improved upon. And tied to that is the total number of the growing homeless population. The UN estimates 1.6 billion people live today homeless or without adequate shelter. So that means tarp tents, dirt floors, tin walls. There are 1.6 billion people around the world living that way. And that number is growing. It's not, despite our best efforts, that number is still going up. They project that number to be 3 billion by 2030. So that's the main reason that we're focused on housing. There's not a lot of innovation being pushed for in this space. People are satisfied with the ways that it's being built, but the total number of people lacking adequate housing is increasing. So there's a huge need and disparity there. So if we can encourage for-profit, nonprofits, governments, social enterprises to do more of this work, innovation within this work, we believe that that's going to ultimately be what brings down that total number of homeless. So it's our mission to pioneer solutions to end global homelessness. And then we share everything we learn and hoping that collectively innovation within the space can make housing, constructing homes quicker, cost less, all at the same quality or even improving the quality of home building. So that's why housing.
Awesome. And when we talk about innovation, there's a lot of leaders, many of them listening, who want to be innovative and yet are stuck in some of the old mindsets. What are some of the first few crucial steps if you're setting out to be a team, an organization, or a nonprofit that truly thinks and does differently?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with knowing what the needs are. So being experts in your space and identifying what the needs are is step one into being innovative, because it's not just innovation to do things differently if nobody wants what you're doing. But to find a problem and work towards enacting a solution and making it just possible. That's where innovation lies. And it doesn't need to be tech innovation. We've done a few innovative things, I'm sure we'll talk about, but the majority of the innovations we've done and have gotten some press and like notoriety for have not been technology innovation. A lot of people think that to be innovative, you need to use high tech, but some of our best innovations have been non-tech related. So we just, the idea of doing nonprofits differently is what got us into Y Combinator. It's creating separate bank accounts, one for our operations costs and the second for home building costs, and making sure and promising that those two bank accounts never overlap. We have a generous group of donors we call the Builders, and they fund our operations completely. It's about 60 families, and everything that they donate, they sometimes make yearly donations on top of what they donate to operations for home building if they're led to, but their donations go directly to my salary, to some of the risky innovations we do, to the events that we host. And like, they really feel led to be a part of this journey and part of what we're doing. And that way we can promise 100% that everyone else who donates, it goes directly to home building costs. Mm-hmm. And that's something that really resonates with people. Being able to see exactly where their money is going isn't common in the nonprofit space. I think the average is that 70% of donations to nonprofits go to operations. So by saying like 100% of your donation goes to impacting the lives of families in need is really powerful. And that was the first innovation that really became the ethos of what we do. And within the nonprofit space, and has nothing to do with technology, just like seeing that people were frustrated with where their donations were going and then enacting a solution that answered that call.
Right.
Separating the budgets, separating the bank accounts, and promising that they never overlap.
Yeah. What's the pain point? And then how do we fix that, essentially, on small and big levels? Other than your two accounts, talk about a couple of those innovations that you guys have pioneered.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of years ago, we went viral for constructing the world's first community of rented homes. We brought that innovation to Nacajuca, Mexico. And this is easily the flashiest innovation we've done to date. It got a lot of press. We were featured in an Apple documentary on the front of the New York Times. And it is a tech innovation, things that, you know, frankly, we were encouraged not to do. You know, you're a nonprofit, do things the typical way, just use the money instead of research and development on 3D printing homes. It was so novel to people, like, how would it even work, that just build a couple more homes for families.
The video is incredible. Ultimately, I can't unsee that. It is so cool.
It definitely, it's super encouraging when an innovation and a risk you take pays off. Right. And if you want to solve a global issue, we believe you need to take risk like that. And then some of our other innovations are, so during the pandemic, we couldn't build internationally. So we did a pivot project to serve those most in need within the States, specifically where our offices are, Atlanta and San Francisco. We had an app called Felix where we could quickly aggregate data and identify those most in need, mostly undocumented immigrants who weren't receiving any government aid, and helping them stay in their homes instead of getting evicted or foreclosed on, just kind of supplementing what they needed during the pandemic. And so we've been named 4 times as one of the world's most innovative company. One is for the 3D printing. The other is for the Felix app I just mentioned. And then the 2 bank accounts, 100% transparency model. And then the last is for our lean participatory design. Essentially, we interview and survey all the families before we even start construction on their homes. We design communities that are full with dignity and respect. Each home, the families can be proud to use because they had a hand in designing it. We have a workshop where we invite all families, all the people who will be moving into these homes to give feedback. They share with us their worries, their concerns, their hopes and their dreams. And together we construct homes and communities that they're super proud to pass down to generations, that they have feel like they have ownership of, and they do have ownership of their own homes. And we've seen a lot of reason for this innovation is because not doing this leads to dire circumstances. So we've witnessed governments do affordable housing solutions where literally millions, hundreds of thousands of homes go unused. Essentially, the focus is just make them as quickly and as cheap as possible, regardless of how the quality of the homes. So they're quickly deteriorated. They're on land that nobody wants to live in, far away from the cities, far away from schools. So families have no choice but to abandon them. And there are hundreds of thousands of homes like that. And even just an example of like not knowing the culture where a nonprofit builds homes but puts bathrooms inside of the home in a culture where that's not acceptable. All the bathrooms are outside in a separate outhouse. So now families don't want to live there because there's a bathroom inside their home. It's just simple things like that, that if you ask first, then you know that what families actually want, what they need, and what will be high quality homes that can last generations.
Versus assuming, because this is the way we do it, we're sort of importing our Westernism into the way they're doing it. Easily can be avoided. Leaders, as you're listening, there's so many parallels to even some of the small projects that you're taking on, and a few extra steps in here. Couple words that I'm catching, Josh, you're talking about dignity. It seems like you're really collaborating with these communities to help them versus to do something for. And then one of the things that really sticks out to me is that you guys are about excellence and about innovation, but you guys have created a healthy culture for your team in the meantime. And that is really rare to find: excellence, innovation, and health. How in the world do those three go together?
Yeah, absolutely. Our team and culture that is our number one asset. Like above all the other cool things that we're doing, it would not be possible without the team that we've built. And we have a long interview process, sometimes like half a year long, to ensure that we're hiring candidates that fit our culture. So not only are they good at their job, but they have empathy and they can communicate well among teams. And it is so encouraging to be a part of a culture that everyone is striving for excellence. That's like the biggest thing and that I haven't witnessed within nonprofits. Like, you typically get the bleeding hearts, and I'm one of those bleeding hearts, like, and but then the pursuit of excellence just isn't there. It's like, let's just make sure we're doing things the normal way, kind of like a 9-to-5 type of situation. And at New Story, I can truly say some of the most talented people I've ever met work here. They really strive to be the absolute best at what they do. And it's motivating for me because I'm not yet the best at what I do, but I really want to be. And seeing and being surrounded by people that are the best at what they do that I have ever met. And for that to be at a nonprofit, no less, is really impressive. So as we're starting to scale, we were 25 people when I started. I was only hired during the pandemic. They shut down, and our CEO, Brett, and I met each other, kind of each took a chance on each other. And now we're almost at 50, and hoping to be 100 by the end of 2022. That is the most important part, like not rushing hiring candidates, but making sure that they're going to fit our culture. They're going to push us to be a better version of New Story, all while expressing empathy, having good work-life balance. It's kind of all encompassing, and I think it's the most important thing you can do as an organization is prioritize hiring the right people.
Talk about the future, innovation. Of course, we don't know exactly where it's going, but what would be some hopes or some dreams for you of where nonprofit innovation is heading?
Yeah. So where nonprofit innovation is heading is the it's a very encompassing question. I think one thing that's interesting is the use of crypto within nonprofit spaces. Honestly, it could be the future of finance. I don't know how involved you are with it, with Bitcoin and everything else, but we have decided to take a small risk on that. So we are pioneering the world's first Bitcoin mortgages down in El Zante, El Salvador, where they made Bitcoin legal tender. We realized that now is a prime time to kind of make this innovation within finance. It's still so new that El Salvador is the only country that has it on their bank statements. So showing that this innovation can work for those most in need is really a part of our ethos. So the idea behind it is, families in all Latin America, but El Salvador specifically, 80% of them are unbanked, yet over 90% have smartphones. So by making mortgage payments available in Bitcoin, you can circumvent the traditional pen and paper, Excel sheet, a lot of the operational hassle for collecting payments, and do an easy invoice for families to one click and pay their mortgage every month. After 5 years, they own their home, and they got to do it using the next step of finance. So it kind of everything that we're seeing in the world, we think, how can this provide more affordable housing to those in need? And I think what I would love to see nonprofits in general do is kind of like have their ear to the ground of what's happening within the world, and then ask themselves, how can this be used to make lives better for those we serve? And that I'm really proud to say that's exactly what we do at New Story. We're in the news, and if something clicks, we don't take time to wonder how it's going to look. Ultimately, we're trying to prove that different solutions can work in order to make housing more accessible to those who need it. And Bitcoin's one of those things for us. And I think as nonprofits in general progress over time, I would love to see that be the case where they're constantly asking themselves, oh, how's this new thing? How could this help us better serve those in need? And then making it work.
Wow. Man, you guys do incredible work. I'm fired up right now just to hear about how you guys are meeting a massive global issue head on. You guys are taking some risks that others are not either crazy enough or prepared enough to take on. But seriously, the guts, the risk, the donors behind that, the opportunities that you guys have are incredible. Thanks for what you guys do. Keep up the good work. How can people follow along and perhaps even come alongside and donate to New Story?
Yeah, that would be awesome. NewStoryCharity.org. You can see right on the front page ways to donate. You can even donate in crypto, your crypto of choice, if that suits you. We are active on Twitter and active on Instagram, even on TikTok now, all of which our handle is New Story Charity. That's the main way to follow along, or email me at josh@newstorycharity.org. I'm always open for a conversation. And if you know anyone who has an affinity for innovation and or housing, would love an introduction.
Awesome. Thanks for what you do, Josh. Thanks for the conversation, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Alan. Really appreciate it. Shot, shot, we ain't focused so long.